from your
heart. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Man, hey, podcast. Tune in every day. Please tune in every day. All streaming platforms.
All streaming platforms. Check me out.
I'm a new man. I'm no longer the same. Cause when Christ got on that cross, bro, my life forever changed. I'm a new man. Justified by faith. His love and grace, I'll forever embrace. I'm a new man. Transformed by grace. Justified by faith. Jesus took my place. I'm a new man. Redeemed and free. His sacrifice I receive, I believe. Yeah. I'm a new man. I'm no longer the same. Nope. Cause when Christ got on that cross, my life forever changed. Yeah. I'm sharing this message far and near. Letting the world know that we ain't got nothing to fear. Yeah. I'm a new man. Justified by faith. His love and grace, I'll forever embrace. Yeah. I'm a new man. Transformed by grace. Justified by faith. Jesus took my place.
Jeremiah 29:11 says, "For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you hope and a future." Romans 12:2 says, "Do not conform any longer to the pattern of this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. Then you will be able to test and approve what God's will is, his good, pleasing, and perfect will." Psalms 27:8 says, "You have said, seek my face. My heart says to you, your face, Lord, do I seek. Come to me with a teachable spirit, eager to be changed. A close walk with me in this life is continual newness. Do not cling to old ways as you step into a new year. Instead, seek my face with an open mind, knowing that your journey with me involves being transformed by the renewing of your mind. As you focus your thoughts on me, be aware that I am fully attentive to you. I see you with a steady eye because my attention span is infinite. I know and understand you completely. My thoughts embrace you in everlasting love. I also know the plans I have for you. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you hope and a future. Give yourself fully to this adventure of increasing attention to my presence. And to be a servant is a person who voluntarily serves another or acts as his minister. As Joshua was the servant of Moses and the apostle, the servant of Christ, and Jesus Christ being the ultimate servant, you too can be the servant of God. Moses was the servant of God up until the time of his death. So Moses, the servant of the Lord, died there in the land of Moab, according to the word of God. Servant, a person employed or used as an instrument in accomplishing God's purpose of mercy or wrath. Behold, hear this. I will send for all the families of the north, saying the Lord, and I will send for Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, my servant, to enact my plan. And I will bring them against this land and against its inhabitants and against all these surrounding nations. And I will utterly destroy them and make them a horror and a hissing. That is an object of warning and ridicule and an everlasting desolation. Jeremiah 25:9. A servant, one who yields obedience to another. The saints are called servants of God or righteousness, and the wicked are called the servants of sin. to serve